Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
The SEQUOIA-RMD study evaluated the combination of zanubrutinib and venetoclax in patients with treatment-naive CLL or SLL, including those with high-risk genetic features, particularly TP53 aberrant disease.
Today, Drs. Fakhri and Seshadri join the podcast to discuss fixed-duration and MDR-guided regimes in CLL in this PureDirect Specialist Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative's supporters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Madhav Seshadri, Assistant Professor of Medicine in the Division of Hematology and Oncology at the University of California, San Francisco.
And I'm Dr. Beta Fakhri, Assistant Professor of Medicine in the Division of Hematology at Stanford University School of Medicine in Palo Alto, California.
Thank you for joining me, Beta.
It's a pleasure to be here, Madhav.
So we recently saw a number of exciting presentations on novel fixed-duration combinations as well as MRD-guided regimens for patients with CLL. And I thought we could spend some time discussing a few of these studies. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
Great. Is there one that you want to start with?
Yeah, let's start with the one that Dr. Shadman presented at ASCO, which was the results from the SEQUOIA study arm D for the combination of zanubrutinib and venetoclax in patients with treatment-naive CLL. The SEQUOIA-RMD study evaluated the combination of zanubrutinib and venetoclax in patients with treatment-naive CLL or SLL, including those with high-risk genetic features, particularly TP53 aberrant disease, whether it was deletion 17p and or TP53 mutation. And it was an MRD-guided duration of therapy, and the stopping criteria utilized on the trial were two consecutive negative bone marrow MRD results 12 weeks apart after a minimum of 12 cycles of venetoclax and 27 cycles of zanubrutinib. Among 114 patients, the combination showed high efficacy as evidenced by an overall response rate of 99%, with about 50% of patients achieving CR or CR with incomplete count recovery, and about 60% of patients achieving UMRD. And the results were similar across groups with different risk features. The two-year PFS was 92%, and the safety profile was very much consistent with what we've seen on previous zanubrutinib trials with no new safety concern. About one-fourth of patients had grade 3 or higher neutropenia, which is very much consistent with prior studies.
Great. Thank you for that discussion. For the next abstract, I'd like to discuss the combination of sonrotoclax and zanubrutinib. This was a phase 1 study evaluating the combination of sonrotoclax, which is a novel BCL-2 inhibitor, with zanubrutinib, which is a BTK inhibitor, as we know, in patients with relapsed and refractory CLL or SLL.